relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
God gave us grace on November 8, 2016 to change the course we were on. God had been taken out of our schools and lives. A nation had turned its back on God. And I encourage you to use this time at home to get back in the Word, read our Bibles, and spend time with our families. Our president gave us so much hope where just a few short months ago, we had the best economy, the lowest unemployment, and wages going up. It was amazing. With our great president, vice president, and this administration, and all the great people in this country praying daily, we will get through this and get back to a place that's stronger and safer than ever.
That is a message that should be heralded from the rooftops. We should be hearing it every day from our pastors, our community leaders, but we don't. Why is that? Why does it take a great patriot, a businessman like Mike Lindell, to say those words from the Rose Garden? Well, we can ask him. The inventor of MyPillow is with us right now. Mike, welcome back to America First.
Thanks for having me on again. Love coming on.
Was that tough? I mean, that moment for me was seminal when you were there with the president to talk about what your company is doing in the coronavirus pandemic here in America. But then that message you sent to the American people, the importance of God and prayer and family. How tough was that for you to say?
Well, it came about. It was kind of there was a little story behind that. I was actually invited that previous Thursday to a roundtable event in the White House, and they said, "Hey, you need to write some remarks down. They have to be pre-approved." And I said, "What?" They said, "I've been roundtable. You don't have to, do that." And they said, "Well, go ahead and write down what we're doing as a company. That's what they want." So I get to the White House and We do the round table and we get done and the president walks out and the vice president, I said, "How come we didn't read our remarks?" And he goes, "Oh no, you might be going out to the Rose Garden and might have to read them up there." So we went into the Oval Office and we're sitting down in there and I'm going and I'm talking to this guy, this lady, and all of a sudden I go, "Shoot, I better see what I'm, cause I had never looked at him." So I pulled this crumbled up piece of paper out of my pocket and I go, "We are a vertically integrated company, blah, blah, blah." And I go, "No." So I start crossing things off. I go, "You know what? I got to give a message to everybody."
So you had a CEO speech and you just trashed it.
I just trashed it, most of it in the front, but those were the pre-approved things. So I flipped it over and I'm going, and I started, getting words to put there, but I kept crossing stuff off and making little arrows going down and coming back up. And I get done, I recopy this. The president slaps me on the back. He goes, "Come on, Mike, let's go." He goes, "100 million people are going to see this." And I'm going, "No." I'm praying that I can read my writing. And I didn't know. It worked out perfect, though, because he didn't know I was going to say it. I didn't know I was going to say it. I had just wrote it. And I'll tell you what, when that went out, the night when I left the White House that night, I was one of the last ones to leave. It was way late. I think the president left. I seen his motorcade go by and I turned my phone back on. I had 753 text messages. Wow. I didn't know that many people had my phone number. And then it went worldwide. Of course, I got attacked for bringing up the Bible and mixing,
But your sales of My Pillow, when the left attacks you, I guess your sales get even better, don't they, Mike?
Oh, absolutely. I'll tell you, they always try and boycott me. Boycott Mike Lindell and My Pillow, and some other guy will say, don't boycott him. He'll double his ads. We see enough of that guy. But you know what? They always ask me, what's your best day? And it's always the day we're in. God just keeps rewarding my, you know, I tell anyone out there, you know, stick to what you believe in, you know, stick to your, you know, shout out about, you know, God, and shout out about our great president, and quit. We can't live. This is too important of election to sit here and live in fear.
Yes.
And,
yes.
I'll tell you, anyone that wants to some counseling on that, I just keep getting busier and busier because I just keep speaking the truth.
Well, listen, we have so much to discuss in terms of the next 39 days. Just over a month, you are involved with the president running the campaign in Minnesota. We're so excited. But can I give you a personal message? So I don't get 700 text messages a day, but I do have a text line for the show. It's the America First text line, and it may take me some time, I personally respond to every text, and I want to send you one. I want to read one to you now, right now, Mike, that I received. It's about you and My Pillow. Dude, I thought it was just advertising, and I'm sorry I made that assumption. I just got My Pillow in the mail. After breaking my back in 8 places in Afghanistan, I've had hell with sleep. This thing has changed my life for the better. Thank you and Mike Lindell. I wanted to share that with you.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you, people say to me all the time, Mike, how can you have this much passion for a pillow 15 years later? And I said, it's because of testimonials like that. My calling is I love helping people. And it's not, you know, that anything about the money that people accuse me, like I was accused on Anderson Cooper of being a, you know, greedy money or snake oil salesman. He's out of his mind. Any entrepreneur, any business out there, if your passion is to help people and you're doing that right and you're doing everything right, that follows, you know.
Yeah, I don't advertise anything I don't believe in. I don't advertise anything I don't use. And your pillows are literally changing lives. Yes, you're a great businessman. You've written the book From Crackhead to CEO, but you are changing lives. So, guys, if you want to find out for yourselves, this man is building an empire of incredible products. We'll mention the next one in a second. Just go to mypillow.com, drop my name, GORKA, for up to 50% off. If you get his book, you'll get free shipping. Just check it out now. Listen to that text from that Afghan war veteran. It's truly amazing and life-changing. Okay, let's get to the next 39 days. Let's play what the president has said about your state and a certain individual in the squad. Play cut.
AOC plus 3, you know AOC? Not a good student, not good at anything, but she's got a good line of crap, I'll tell you. She's got a hell of a line. And she's got them, you know, she's radical left, but she's not as bad as some of them. How about Omar of Minnesota? We're going to win the state of Minnesota because of her, they say.
That was the president in Moon Township, Pennsylvania. How's it going in Minnesota, Mike? And when are you running for governor?
Well, it's funny. About a week ago, the president did a rally in Bemidji, Minnesota, and I was there. And a week before that, I actually was with Omar on CBS, and I had to meet her in the green room. That was uncomfortable.
Ooh.
But I did tell the president, and he called me after that rally, and we talked for quite a while. And he said, Mike, what do you think? I said, you know what? And he's right. Having Omar in Minnesota, all our Democrats are flipping to Republicans. I actually did commercials for the president a couple weeks ago, and we had these Democrats in a room that were all flipping, and I interviewed them, and that's part of the commercial. And all these reasons why, you know, if I vote for my party, that ship sailed a long time ago. It's no longer my party. I've said it before. Ilhan Omar here in Minnesota is a big asset to us because your normal Democrats are going, this is not what we want either. And nobody wants that. And it's just the radical. I told him to change the ads. You know, there's Democrats are good people. They just need to flip. But I said it's the leadership. We have another advantage in Minnesota. The worst decisions ever made that I can think of in political history by our governor and our mayor, which manifested to riots, not just here in the U.S., but around the world. My friends' businesses got destroyed down in Minneapolis. I know over 1,000 of them. And what shameful decisions they made, you know. And it would have gotten worse if the president had to step in with the National Guard. Well, you know, it shows, you know, I mean, he made it, but it's just so. And
well,
then
well, you're just off momentarily to meet the vice president in the last minute we have with you. Tell us what you're doing with the vice president later today.
We're doing it's Cops for Trump event. We're meeting them all. There's over 200 of them. We're talking to them. We have their backs, and it's going to be an amazing event. And when you talk about the running for governor, if I'm 99.9%, I'm going to do it. And we would probably announce after the election, obviously.
That's so.
We got to get our president elected. Minnesota all red.
Follow this man right now, Real Mike Lindell. It's mypillow.com, Real Mike Lindell on Twitter. In the last 30 seconds we have, Mike, what is your message to all Americans, not just in Minnesota, on the next 39 days?
In the next 39, there's no more important election than this one. This is spiritual warfare in this country. This isn't just about Republican, Democrat. This is the rest. This is going to last for decades and decades, what happens now. We were going down a very bad path, and this great president has turned it around, and we need to pull out of this and get, you know, pandemic.
We need to give him 4 more years. God bless you, Mike. Keep doing what you do. Say hi to the vice president. He is the inventor of MyPillow. 51 million sold. And next, I'll talk about the next product in the next segment.
Sebastian, well, listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think we're going to have to start earlier our concept of a segment every week or every day where we piss off Media Matters, where we get emo typing like crazy. I think we've got the best guest possible to make that happen. But first, let me start with a little amateur attempt to just irritate them. If you don't like steak, you're not American. Did you get that, Media Matters? If you like steak, if you're fed up with the mystery meat aisle at the local grocery store, do what I do. I just put in my order. Porterhouse. We love these guys. It's Good Ranch's only American-raised beef shipped free to your door. Not mystery meat that was shipped here on barges and cut up in America. And it was processed in America. We're talking about American farmed beef. And right now, if you use my name, it's the secret code. You'll save $20 off your purchase. The best quality steaks you can get. Ribeyes, fillets, a T-bone, you name it. Chicken as well. All American. Go to goodranchers.com and promo code GORKA for $20 off. And my guest is ordering his steaks right now. He is Jim Hansen. He is a man who knows which way to wear a beret. And I mean a special colored beret. He is. How many ways do I need to now just introduce you not only as former Special Forces, president of the Security Studies Group, but now you're a publisher. Are you not a publisher?
I am. The World Peace Media.
World Peace. Don't we love? We're all about World Peace, Media Matters. Okay. Now, the genius thing about this book, Jim's an old friend. We can talk about anything on the show with Jim, but he's got a book out. And why I didn't think of this, I'm really angry now that I didn't think of this, because he has a series of books. The first one, which he has stolen. I hope the DOD sues the pants off Uncle Jimbo, because he has produced his book in the form of an FM.
A freedom manual, though.
Ah, sneaky! Right, not a field manual, not a DOD field manual. Joint pub, if you're not aware of what a FM is. Look up my favorite. When I was a little boy, my favorite FM. Can you guess what my favorite FM was? You
2176.
31210.
Oh, is that unconventional?
No, improvised munitions.
Ah, there you go.
Come on, how to make bombs. It's the best field manual out there. Yeah. I mean, if you're 8 years old and you want to learn how to make claymores, this is what you do. You got to download.
They stole it for the Anarchist Cookbook. That's where they stole it. The
cheesy, thin Anarchist Cookbook, which is for, like, you know, snowflakes who think they're hard, is actually stolen little elements of the best field manual out there, 31210. But also, I spent my time, I've dissected, I've published on 324 Counterinsurgency. But this is a brand new Freedom Manual, not Field Manual. But it does have, like, ACU, a little digicam on the side. Very cool. Freedom Manual Series, Defeating the Social Justice Mob, FM 2020-01, The Myth of White Fragility, written by Uncle Jimbo, otherwise known as Jim Hansen. Okay, love this. Genius idea. Kudos. You got to get the prize for thinking that up. First things first, for those who aren't familiar... Mm-hmm. What is white fragility?
White fragility is the idea of white privilege, you know, where they took the white people get all the breaks and the system is rigged in their favor. And they took
Isn't that racist?
It's totally racist. That's the best part. Everything about this new thing they're doing is racist.
And that's to say somebody is a thing because of their skin color.
And guess what? That's why Trump came out with the EO, which we'll get to.
We'll get to.
Yeah, the concept being that white fragility says that the entire country is rife with systemic racism. All our institutions and organizations are stacked so that white
endemic.
People win and black. It's grotesque. Right. Then they say America is a white supremacist nation because of that. Then they go to, because of that, all white people are racists because we benefit from it.
Whether you know it or not, you are because of your skin color.
And even worse, if you say you're not, that just proves you are.
That makes
it's
you.
Awesome.
That proves you're racist.
Circular reasoning.
This is why it's somebody call it. Who was it? It's Rufo. Chris. Is it Chris Rufo?
Yeah, Chris Rufo.
He said it's this perfect mousetrap, mm-hmm. whereby it's garbage. It's circular, but if you point out that it's garbage, they say, "Well, see."
Because you're a racist.
Okay, so who's the main guilty party in this? It's this Robin DiAngelo.
Yeah, Robin DiAngelo wrote the book White Fragility, which is the top one New York Times bestseller for a couple years now. And it's being used in all kinds of places as a training guide.
In U.S. government as well.
Which is disgraceful. And it's in schools and it's in corporations and everything. And so what she teaches is that everyone must admit and become an anti-racist now. You have to admit your culpability, flog yourself, wear the hair shirt, and then start working to take away your own privilege and advantage those who are less privileged.
Now, for those who are a little bit younger than the average bear, let me just remind you some analogies with history. As a child of those who lived under communism, this is communism. So when you have education that is mandated for adults... that begins with apologies for things they didn't do, that is Maoism, right, mm-hmm. Jim?
Oh, it's absolutely. And I quote him in there a bunch of times. So do they. That's the thing. You know, they're 100% down with that. And it's a form of they don't want equal opportunity. They want equality of outcome. Right. That's the game. Because if you don't win, obviously the system was rigged against you. And so the way they play it is they find a disparate outcome for black people. Say black people go to prison more than white people, which is a fact.
Right.
And then they go ahead and immediately say that's because of systemic racism. And when you ask them to prove that, they say because more black people go to prison than white people. I'm like, no, that's circular reasoning again. Right. The whole thing is logical fallacies, circular reasoning, and anecdotes.
You'd have to prove that the jury is racist,
right.
That the judge is racist, that the police officer is racist. Mm-hmm. But asking for that proof means you're a racist. Am I right?
Oh, bingo. That's the other circle. They got multiple circles and circles. It's like a Venn diagram of stupid. But the thing they do is they want you to play the game and they want to catch you at it. So like you said, they can punish you for it. What they don't want to do is look at the actual root causes. And so the second you say, now hold on, black people go to prison more because black people commit 4 times more violent crime than white people. And they're like, oh, no, shut up, racist. Right? We get to the shut up, they said, portion of the conversation. And they don't want to do that. Now, I don't want black people to go to prison more than white people. I also don't want them to commit more crime. But I'm willing to look at the actual root causes, not just say we can wave a magic wand of systemic racism, change the outcomes, and then the problem is solved.
The logic here is, Jim, let me just tease it out to the logic train. If you admit, Jim, because you look a bit white to me, I don't know your heritage, but I'm gonna play the
peachy
game.
Pink, peachy pink, but it's called pink. White.
So if you don't admit, no, let's play the reverse. If you admit that you're a racist, Jim, black people won't go to prison. Am I right?
Wouldn't that be great? If that actually happened...
Wouldn't that be amazing?
I don't want to stop them from going to prison. I want to stop them committing crime.
They'd stop... So there yes! You go. If you that, admitted you're a racist...
I might do it then.
They'd stop committing... It's insanity, but this is where we are in 2020. That's why it's called FM 2020-01, The Myth of White Fragility. We will continue to destroy this garbage concept with Jim Hansen at Jim Hansen DC on Twitter. Don't touch that dial. There is nothing I love more than a nice, juicy American steak. Recently, I met some incredible patriots, and I would like to introduce you to my friends at GoodRanchers.com. Now you can skip the inconsistent meat aisle at the grocery store forevermore. Get the very best American meat delivered constantly right to your door. And yes, I said American. All their meat is raised and harvested right here in the U.S. of A. Good Ranchers partners with American farmers all across our great land to get the best quality meat delivered with free shipping right to your door. Go to GoodRanchers.com to choose your scheduled delivery today. 100% American-born, raised, and harvested beef and chicken delivered consistently to your home. T-bone, ribeyes, fillets, and more. Oh, porterhouse, that's my favorite. Use promo code GORKA, G-O-R-K-A, to save $20 off your purchase. That's GoodRanchers.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, to save $20. GoodRanchers.com, promo code GORKA.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Trump Card.
All right, so we have an irregular warfare professional in studio. He is Jim Hansen, the author of a new, not field manual, it's a freedom manual. We'll keep talking about it. President of the Security Studies Group. Follow him at Jim Hansen, D.C. If I may ask you in a moment to turn around and watch the screens, because I need your irregular warfare, unconventional warfare opinion on two video cuts from the last 24 hours. The first is from Seattle, where you shall see a police officer attacked with an aluminium baseball bat. Eric, play cut two. Number one, he's pushed off his bicycle and from behind one of the Antifa rioters with an aluminium baseball bat, full force, whack on the back of the head. Luckily, he's wearing a helmet. In my opinion, that person who hit him should have been shot in the face by another officer. What do you think? Is that when it comes to unconventional warfare?
I don't think that wouldn't qualify as self-defense. You know, once someone's swinging a bat at your head, they're trying to kill you. And
bingo.
At that point, all things are on the table.
Bingo. Okay, great. And then number two, even more fascinating, this is the viral footage from Louisville as the protests were coming to fruition of a U-Haul vehicle that just magically appeared on the scene. Video cut four. So what you're seeing is rioters that are appearing, and this ready-made signs, abolish the police, abolish ICE, big, big signs are being delivered to the site of that protest, that riot. What is that an indicator of, to use the military parlance, Jim?
That's a pretty decent logistical operation to support a domestic terrorist operation. And I'm curious who's paying for that.
Yeah, who made the signs? Yeah. Who rented the van?
Yeah, that'd be. I hope that AG Barr, with his wiretapping, the rest of the stuff he's doing and watching the finances, is doing that. Because you can jam him up for that.
All right. Just two pieces of evidence. We've got a couple of minutes left. It's the myth of white fragility. Get it right now. How significant with, oh, I forgot the subtitle, a field guide to identifying and overcoming the race grifters. I love it. You know what my favorite term for them is? Ethno hucksters. Ethno hucksters. Okay. That's for the next. The next one.
All right.
Talk to us about the significance of the president's, it's like a nobody's talking about it. The president's executive order on combating race and sex stereotyping. Why is this a big deal, Jim?
It's massive because it cuts the legs out from this entire attempt by the left to play their equal outcome game. And what they've been doing is they've been slipping this in as diversity training. Oh, it's diversity training. You know, it's designed to open people's eyes. When what it's doing is forcing all the white employees at government agencies, at corporations, to say that they're racist or they feel pressure. And what Trump did that is so beautiful is he said, you can't do that because, ironically, it's racist.
It's racist. We have laws against it.
And he says in the EO that it's a civil rights violation under Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act.
What a crazy idea that along comes this woman, Robin DiAngelo, doing her white fragility training at $20,000 an hour. And one of the things they do is they segregate the training. Black government employees in one room, white in another. We have laws about that in America, don't we, Jim?
Isn't it beautiful? And he defines all that, and he does it without saying this is designed to stop the ethno-hucksters or the race grifters. He says it in generic language. You cannot blame people based on skin color for things that people of the same skin color did in the past. Duh. Well, you would think that, you know, but now we have to say it. And now he's telling the AG to be prepared for lawsuits and class actions coming. And we're going to sue the snot out of some people on this. So we're looking for people to join, you know, in lawsuits if your corporation's doing that, if your agency's doing that, or if they're doing it at your school somewhere, let's do it. He also added federal contractors and grant recipients so that corporations like Amazon, even, who is one of the worst, you know, woke corporations, now they have to decide, do I want my multi-billion, $100 billion, you know, Amazon Web Service contracts, or do I want to be a racist?
We're out of time, but in the break, you mentioned another company where this is happening. What's that company?
There's a bunch of them. I don't want to name the one that I said because that was in confidence.
All right.
Hopefully
a
lawsuit will come out on it, though.
Listen, this means they've overstepped the mark. It's delicious. Find your freedom manual, FM 2020-01, The Myth of White Fragility, and follow this man, Jim Hansen, DC, on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Back to your calls live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. 100% drug-free pain relief that works. Just listen to Brian from Alabama. After taking Relief Factor for 3 weeks, at least 90% of my pain is gone. My pain had begun to limit me in my mobility and my ability to get things done at home and at work. I am amazed at the relief I have gotten. I should have started taking Relief Factor a year ago when I first heard about it. Don't be Brian. Try it now. If nothing else has worked, join me and tens of thousands of your fellow Americans who are getting daily relief from their pain. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack right now, or call them on 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. You deserve to find out if you could be the next success story. Like the president says at his rallies, what have you got to lose? Only one thing, your pain. Back with your calls here on America First.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Just checking out my lava lamp. It is on form today. Wow, it's busy. It's been drinking a double espresso by the looks of it. The world needs more lava lamps, I do declare. Are you fed up with your streaming service? Is it hard to find something to watch that isn't PC? Yeah, it often is. Guess what? Our good buddy, another legal immigrant to the United States, Dinesh D'Souza's got a new movie. They're always good. This is his best to date. It's called Trump Card. I saw what you did there, Dinesh. Very smooth. And the only place to watch it or to order the DVD is watchtrumpcard.com. If you want the truth behind how the Democrat Party got to where it is today and what it's going to take to defeat them in 39 days, you've got to watch Dinesh's new movie, Trump Card. But the only place, you can't get it on Netflix. You can't go to Amazon Prime or Hulu or any of those things. YouTube doesn't have it. You've got to go to watchtrumpcard.com. That's watchtrumpcard.com. Do it. You will not regret it. Okay, we're going to take your calls in a second, but he's at it again. Why does Brian Karem have a hard pass to the White House? Why does he? He's not a journalist. He's a sad, little, angry man. Now, I don't know the cause for his anger and his self-loathing, but that's all he is. And as I shouted at him in his face in the Rose Garden the last time we met, he's a punk. And he's proving it again. This is Brian Karem being a punk. Video cut 7, Eric, play cut.
Win, lose, or draw in this election, will you commit here today for a peaceful transferal of power after the election? There has been rioting in Louisville. There's been rioting in many cities across this country, red and your so-called red and blue states. Will you commit to making sure that there is a peaceful transferal of power after the election?
Well, we're going to have to see what happens. You know that I've been complaining very strongly about the ballots, and the ballots are a disaster.
And, I understand that, but people are rioting. Do you commit to making sure that there's a peaceful transferal of power?
We want to have get rid of the ballots, and you'll have a very peaceful. There won't be a transfer, frankly. There'll be a continuation. The ballots are out of control. You know it, and you know who knows it better than anybody else. The Democrats know it better than anybody else. Go ahead.
Let's dissect that for a second. And let's dissect the response, because that's been the big story. The Hill. I used to write as a contributor for The Hill. They're gone. I mean, they are captured by the fake news. And I texted the publisher of The Hill to inform him, if he didn't know, because this is what they tweeted today after that pathetic punk did what he did. Trump refuses to commit to peaceful transition of power should he lose the election. No, he didn't. It's not what he did. He said, we shall see because of the violence on the streets right now. The violence, which, by the way, Brian Karem, is coming from where? Is it Trump supporters wearing MAGA hats? Is it constitutional lovers of liberty that are taking aluminum baseball bats and blindsiding police officers and whacking them on the back of the head with aluminum baseball bats? Because I guarantee the world that wasn't a Trump supporter. So here's a news story for you, Brian Karem. The only person who can guarantee a peaceful transition of power would be the man you and your fellow crony Democrats have chosen as your presidential candidate. Because it is Democrats rioting on the streets of Seattle, of Portland, of Louisville. As such, those are Democrat voters. And should Joe Biden lose, it would be incumbent upon him to guarantee the most sacred thing our republic has given us. The greatest experiment in democracy. Yes, I know we're a republic, but we're still the greatest experiment in democracy the world has ever seen, based upon a sacred compact that after we established our independence from the tyrannical regime of King George, afterwards, the people would be represented by their political representatives in the House, in the Senate, in the White House. And if you lost the election, you would peacefully accept that result. And for the last 4 years, you, Brian Karem, you punk, you odious, sniveling little man, you and your cronies, Chris Hayes, Joe Scarborough, Don Lemon, Jake Tapper, Anderson Cooper, all of you together have refused to accept the will of the American people. The violence is on your head. The blood is on your hands. How dare you suggest that any of it has to do with a man chosen by 63 million Americans who you detest and who your candidate, because I know you voted for her, your candidate called deplorable. That's enough time wasted on that excuse of a man. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next here on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, an incredible product. I'm so grateful to its creators, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team, who came up with this totally drug-free pain relief miracle that is providing liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans. Don't take my word for it. You don't have to. Yes, I'm pain-free for a year and a half now. Go to ReliefFactor.com. See the real-life video testimonials from Americans across the country who are getting their lives back. And if you want to be like them, if you want to find out if Relief Factor could work for you like it does for me and them, then take the plunge. Order the three-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. Take it morning and evening for those 3 weeks, and I promise you, Dr. G's promise to you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you'll know. You'll know if it's right for you and if it works. You've waited long enough. Do it now. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Good Ranchers.
And they're very good. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Gorka for $20 off the best American steaks. Come on, guys. You know you want it. You won't regret it. Okay, I got some great cuts. Not great. Maddening cuts and great cuts. Let's have Don Jr. video cut one with regards to the latest news on the Biden corrupt clan. Video cut one.
Hunter, it seems, was able to leverage his father's vice presidency into hundreds of millions of dollars in free fees. But the one that's more scary to me, since, you know, they're not worried about China at all. According to Joe, it's not a threat. So $1.5 billion to Hunter from China, which translates roughly to about $30 million a year in fees in a typical fund model. $30 million a year to Hunter, that's no big deal. But what about the $3.5 million from the wife of the former mayor of Moscow? Just so you know, the mayor of Moscow, this is like a known person tied to Putin. This is not something that's ambiguous. This is not something that's up in the air. This is a known direct link to Putin paying Hunter $3.5 million. If that's not Russia collusion, I don't know what is. I took a 20-minute meeting. I did 30 hours plus of testimony between the House and the Senate, not because I did anything wrong, but they were hoping that, you know what, if I misspoke, if Sean, if I said the meeting happened at 12:01, no, it was 12:02, I'd be in jail right now.
You know that's true, don't you? But $3.5 million from the mayor of Moscow's wife to Hunter Biden, that's fine. Let's continue the lunacy. This is Joy Reid and her legal interpretation on MSNBC about what actually happened in Kentucky at Breonna Taylor's house. You won't believe what she says. Cut 11, play cut.
According to the theory of the law that was voiced today by Attorney General Cameron, police have the perfect right to bust into your home in the middle of the night if you have any association with someone police are looking for, even if they've already found them. And they can shoot and kill you in your bed and walk away with no legal repercussions. And the only problem that these police will have is if they don't aim properly at you and they endanger your neighbors. You know that good old conservative rallying cry? Second Amendment. Oh, that doesn't apply to black people. Sorry. The rule of law? That doesn't apply to black people. Justice? That doesn't apply to black people.
The Second Amendment, let me enlighten you, Joy Reid, doesn't apply to you when you are the girlfriend of a drug dealer who's in prison, who's calling you and they have the tapes asking her to bail you out. And that drug dealer is having packages delivered to your address where you are hanging out with your new boyfriend. And when the police knock on your door to serve the warrant, your new boyfriend fires 6 shots at them. It's not how it's written in the Second Amendment. Maybe you should read it. But that's the left. I'm Sebastian Gorka. 2 hours down, one to go, and it's going to be a corker. John Solomon on the Hunter findings from the Senate. Boris Epstein on the incredible new results for President Trump across the nation. And Steve Cortez, wherever you are, stay with us. And don't forget, this episode of our podcast is sponsored by our good friends at GoodRanchers.com. American steaks. Do good. Eat good.